We have been very active in the Senate Energy Committee to develop a comprehensive energy bill. And our energy bill is really focused on three areas. We've got good concentration on efficiencies and conservation and how we can truly use less energy in this country. There is a good focus on renewables. We'll actually be taking up in our markup tomorrow a provision that would provide for clean energy financing. It's basically a clean energy bank within the Department of Energy. And we'll also have a focus on increased domestic production. And depending on where you sit, you're more favorably inclined to some different areas. Many of us in the Senate feel very strongly that we need to do more to advance nuclear energy in this country. There are many of us who feel very strongly that we need to do more with our offshore assets. Coming from Alaska, I happen to believe that development of ANWR to develop our oil reserves up there is significant. We have incredible domestic potential. We've seen some great news coming out of some of the formations in Louisiana and Arkansas and Pennsylvania with natural gas. So what we're working on in the Energy Committee is an approach towards energy that will allow us as a nation to have cleaner energy at a more affordable price that produces more jobs here in this country because it's domestic energy.
And, Senator, the whole idea of the cap and trade has been coming up, and it looks like there's going to be winners and losers, and especially in terms of geography, some of the losers are states which are heavily dependent on coal and on manufacturing. And is there something in the bill that tries to mitigate those effects, or is it simply too bad you guys pay up?
Well, on the Senate side, we do not have a cap and trade component within our energy bill. And the chairman of the committee, Chairman Bingaman from New Mexico, and I are pretty committed that we not include a climate change or a cap and trade provision within the comprehensive bill. We do have provisions that the chairman has discussed about inserting that would promote renewables within certain parts of the country. It's called the Renewable Electricity Standard. And his approach is that we need to do more to incent renewables throughout the country. And so he is looking towards a 25% renewable standard. Well, that might not sound like an unreasonable goal. For us, coming from a state like Alaska, where we have vast wind and tidal and ocean energy and geothermal and biomass, we've got incredible renewable potential. But you look at other parts of the country that perhaps are geographically disadvantaged. The Southeast simply doesn't have the wind resources. So they would be in a situation where, because they're not able to produce or meet that renewable electricity standard, they've got to pay for it. We've got to figure out a better path forward on that.
We're talking this morning to Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska. She's a ranking member on the Energy and Natural Resources Committee. So the whole idea that President Obama has laid out is a new energy grid that would allow producers like your state to transfer energy along a more sophisticated power line to states that don't produce it as readily. So is that in the cards? What's your view on the feasibility of something like that?
Transmission siting is absolutely critical if we're going to meaningfully advance renewable energies in this country. Think about states like North Dakota that have vast amounts of wind, but they don't have the population base. So they might be able to provide for that renewable resource for the people up in North Dakota, but what they're looking to do is to transmit that power. They're looking for a transmission corridor, transmission grid that will allow them to send that renewable power to places like New Hampshire. Well, in order to get there from here, we've got to update and really enhance our transmission capacity. We simply do not have the capacity. So all the conversation that's going on right now about powering this country on renewables, it will not happen, it cannot happen, until we are successful in updating our transmission. Because if what we do is put, for instance, wind turbines in one part of the country or solar panels in another part of the country, but you can't move that energy, we haven't really done much other than to make sure that in certain pockets of the country, they've got sufficient renewable energy resources.
Yeah, and those energy resources...
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say those are intermittent resources anyway,
absolutely.
And so they're hard to handle on a...
Well, the wind doesn't blow all the time. The sun doesn't shine all the time. So one of the things that we're going to be dealing with, we've got a markup in the Energy Committee tomorrow, and transmission siting will be one of the hot topics. We're still debating how you allocate the cost. If the wind's coming out of North Dakota and you're trying to send it all the way across country, who's the beneficiary and how are those costs shared? So there's still some pretty meaty issues we've got to iron out here.
And Senator Murkowski, what about the whole idea of drilling offshore? There's been a big debate about that and, some movement in that area, but we're still not clear about whether that's something that might be part of this energy package. If you had to say whether or not it would or wouldn't, what would your assessment be?
Well, we will continue to advance further exploration and drilling opportunities offshore. We recognize that the resources are vast. The need is great. It's, again, domestic energy production. So from where I'm sitting, it's going to be a priority. We've got some issues that we've got to work out on OCS, but I believe that given the technology advancements that we have made in energy, technology, there is no reason that we can't safely explore and drill in the deepest of our waters. We're demonstrating that every single day down in the Gulf of Mexico. We saw how those facilities weathered natural disasters like Katrina and Rita. We know that we can do it right, but we need to be given that opportunity to do so. So we continue to push for that.
And Senator, the Markey-Waxman bill coming out from the House does have the cap and trade. So what's the process that the two energy bills might get reconciled?
Well, it's everyone's crystal ball on this one right now is pretty fuzzy. If you're following the activities over there on the House side, it's a little tense, I think is probably the best way to describe it. Cap and trade is very controversial, and it's controversial because there will be costs, and those costs necessarily will be passed on to the consumer. Well, the folks that I represent up in Alaska are already socked with incredibly high energy costs. If I have to go back home and tell them that their energy bills could be increased by, say, $3,000 per family, they're going to tell me to go pound sand. I've got to figure out a way, if in fact we are able to advance something like cap and trade, how we're able to reduce the cost to the consumer. I don't think the American economy right now can handle this. We've got to make sure that the economy is strong so that we can make the investment in the energy technology. It's the science that's going to drive us to cleaner air and reduced emissions. So we got to figure out how we do this right.
And Senator, would you say that your fellow senators and other members of Congress are on board with that, or are they all gung-ho on cap and trade?
Well, I think it's a real mixed bag. Those that are serving with me on the Energy Committee, whether they be Republicans or Democrats, are cognizant enough on these issues to understand the impacts that they may see in their respective areas. Take, for instance, my colleague from Indiana, Democrat, 95% of Indiana is powered by coal. He's looking at the cap and trade issue and saying, well, as much as, and I don't want to put words in his mouth, but as much as he might support something like that, it could be devastating to his constituents who are so heavily reliant on a resource that will be heavily taxed under a cap and trade proposal.